Most people don't know what's holding them back, but you do because you listen to me, Sam, your self-care guru and journal junkie. Welcome to Journal Entries, your safe place where you can tune in weekly to get tips, tricks, and journal prompts to uncover your feelings, gain clarity, and make your move. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to today's journal entry. Before I even get started on today's episode or entry, I need to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. You have made this podcast launch so fulfilling for me. I was excited to open up and get vulnerable and share my story with you no matter what, but I received such an outpouring of love and excitement and just a lot of you opening up with me and sharing what you are going through and relating with some of the emotions that I've had or are currently going through and some relationship struggles. And the fact that you guys are listening and that what I am saying is adding value, and also the fact that some of you that personally know me have reached out and said that you can just hear the passion and belief and hope and empoweredness in my voice truly means the world. I don't know if you can tell, but I am smiling from ear to ear and just so thrilled to have this platform to truly turn my mess into my message for you. So today, my initial plan was to air an episode that I have already recorded, and it's about The Bachelorette, the most recent season, and my thoughts on that. And it's a great episode. I talk about The Bachelorette and I relate it a little bit to what I'm currently going through. I think that it's funny and relatable, but also will get you to think a little bit deeper. But after the launch last week, excuse me, I have had this cold for weeks now, so I will probably be coughing throughout. And this is an unfiltered, unedited podcast, so you get the luxury of hearing me cough. So that's going to be a really great episode, but it's a quick, short one. And after the launch of last week's episodes, you guys got to listen to four, I wanted to make this week's a little bit deeper and a little bit more, you know what I mean? And so I actually literally opened up my journal and I'm going to share with you one of the entries that I had. Let's see what date this is from. This is from August 9th. And when I was thinking of what I wanted to share with you that really had an emotional tie for me, this was one of the first ones that I thought of, this entry, because anxiety, which I have mentioned a few times on different episodes, is something that I never used to think that I had. And I had friends that were openly talking about how anxious they would feel. And quite honestly, my first thought was, that sucks. You know, like I just was again in that stage of like, I'm such a happy person. I see the positive outlook on everything. Nothing is wrong. If something's wrong, there's a positive spin on it, right? And so I just never even acknowledged the fact that there are things in my life that cause some anxious moments. And once I allowed myself to honor all feelings, both quote unquote good and quote unquote bad, one of them is I definitely have feelings of anxiety from time to time. And this entry from August 9th, I truly think I was having a panic attack. And it was caused by something like looking from the outside in. It's so silly. And so I think some of you listening might be like, I don't know, almost like maybe roll your eyes or like, this is kind of crazy. But those of you that can relate, I think can really relate to this. And so I was having this panic attack because It was August 9th, and it was a beautiful week in terms of the weather. It was like hot and sunny. And I have really been wanting to take Griffin to this splash pad, which I didn't even know that we had in my hometown. But we have this splash pad, which, if you don't know what that is, it's this like cement pad where you press a button and water comes like spewing out of like different fountains and whatnot. And it's super fun for kids. And I thought it would be fun for Griffin. But I like physically could not get myself to go there. And this isn't the first time that I've experienced this like resistance with taking Griffin somewhere. I've also experienced this resistance with taking him to the post office and going to coffee shop. Literally, I think taking Griffin anywhere for the first time, I was filled with so much anxiety. And when I sat down and asked myself, excuse me again, when I sat down and asked myself where this anxiousness was coming from, it was the fact that I didn't know what to do with Griffin. So, for example, to walk you through what was going on in my mind and heart, and by the way, as I'm sharing this, I have a bit of anxiety in my stomach. Like the post office. Typically, when I was a single non-mom, I would park my car at the post office and collect my bags and whatnot, walk into the post office, give them my things, and walk back out. With a baby, I just didn't know, like, do I put Griffin in the stroller? If so, is there a ramp like to walk up into the post office? There must be, because it must be wheelchair accessible, but I've never had to even think of that. And then I've never been good at maneuvering a stroller inside, what's it called? Doors. And there are two doors to get into the post office. And like that right there caused me anxiety. But then say that I did manage to get myself into the post office. Then we're waiting in line. What if there's a long line and Griffin starts to get anxious himself and like bored and starts crying? And I'm the person in the post office with a loud crying baby. And, you know, there's anxiety with that. And like that whole scenario, and then having to get back out of the post office to the car, literally for a whole year. Actually, I think it was a year and a half it took me to actually take Griffin to the post office. Prior to that, I would wait until someone was watching Griffin or he was in daycare to go to the post office. And it did feel really good when I went. But there are all these other scenarios where I put him in swim lessons, and just the idea of how to get from the car to the changing room. And then, like, how do I change him? Do I lay him on the floor? Is there a changing table? Do I stand him up? Like, all these things. Again, some of you might be like, whoa, this chick is crazy, and like overanalyzing everything. But all these things are new things that like you never ever have to think about until you're responsible for a tiny human that you need to like keep safe during these activities. The coffee shop, same thing. The door. I used to think like, how would I get him in and out of the door? And do I carry him? Do I take him in the stroller? Anyways, I could keep going on and on with like all of these different examples, but let's go back to my journal entry of August 9th of the splash pad, right? So this was something where the splash pad, I like had wanted to go all week and I just physically couldn't because I was thinking about all these things. Like, kind of funnily enough, the splash pad is right next to the post office. And so I was thinking of like, where would I park my car? Would I park like at the post office and then have to walk down? Would I feel like I'm probably giving some of you guys anxiety while walking you through these emotions. Anyways, I was literally in tears about this because I felt like I am denying my child of this super fun experience that a kid should have because I, as the parent, am too anxious to bring him somewhere new. And I didn't want to be the reason to get in the way of an experience for him. And so that is why I wanted to journal on this. Like, I needed to work through this. So that's how I opened this journal entry up, I think. Yep. So just so that you guys know, because I'm big on, I know a lot of people like to ask me, what journal prompts do you have? And I don't usually use like an official prompt, but I opened this journal entry up with, why do I feel so anxious about bringing Griffin to the splash pad by myself? So I just asked myself the question. And I wrote, I'd much rather play it safe by staying at home where he's comfy and he enjoys it. But I'm denying him of this fun childhood experience. To my credit, it's nice to share responsibilities and experience with a partner, and I don't have that. So if shit hits the fan while we're there, it's just me to pick up the pieces. So I was trying to, you know, see it, like give myself credit, you know, it would feel easier because I was also thinking if my mom were to come with me or Gretchen, like someone that I could trust with my life, I have zero hesitations. I have zero anxiety. So I was thinking of that too. Like it's literally just me bringing him there. And then this is the aha moment, you guys. My biggest breakthroughs with journaling is when I take myself out of the scenario and I try to view the moment less subjectively and more objectively. And so I wrote out, what is the worst case scenario? And here's what I wrote. I wrote down, we arrive. Griffin is whiny. He's upset. He won't touch the water. I'm starting to feel like this isn't about him at all. It's me. The worst case scenario for me. So I kind of switched it. We arrive. Griffin doesn't want to stroll over, so I have to carry him. I put my purse down at a bench, but there are lots of kids and families there. So I'm either nervous that someone will take my purse or nervous that Griffin will be running around on his own if I stay with my purse. Solution: don't bring a purse. Just what can fit in my pockets. Griffin is wet. Do I change him before coming home? No. I'll bring my towel and dry him off really well. If there are other moms there, I'm there for my child, so the first day I may only focus on Griffin. The next, I could entertain the idea of introducing myself. I will be also ready to go at any time. It's never been about Griffin crying. My anxieties about doing things with Griffin has always been about how I will handle the situation. And I could keep reading, but that was like my biggest aha moment because when I was writing out the worst case scenarios initially, like the we arrive, Griffin's crying and whiny and upset and he won't touch the water. When I was writing those things out, no emotions were tugging at me. Like that didn't feel right. And so much about journaling, I try and tap into like, how does this feel? Does it feel like this is right? Does it feel like I'm making up this story? And when I was writing that, it just didn't feel like that was actually causing me any sort of emotion, to be honest. But then when I was walking through my worst case scenarios, like with the whole purse thing, or like, what if other moms are there? Like, do I bring a change of clothes? And then as you could kind of see, when I was writing these out, I started to answer my own like fears with the whole purse. Like, do I bring my purse and where do I put my purse? Okay, well, the solution is just don't bring one. And that writing out that solution lifted a whole weight off my shoulders. It was just like, oh, okay, well, there's that. Like, I just won't bring a purse. It just felt so relieving of like, okay, so that's one less thing to worry about. And same thing with like, how will I interact with others? I gave myself permission to not interact with others versus feeling that like, okay, there's, you know, other moms. I feel like I should go into, no, This first time, hey from afar, but I'm focusing on my kid. The second time, maybe then I'll feel comfortable walking up to you. The whole towel thing, like just having my answer already of nope, I'm not going to change you. I literally live 5 minutes away, so you can sit in the car seat a little bit wet until we get home. Oh my gosh, it just felt so good. And so I challenge you, when you are feeling anxious, to write out that worst case scenario. And it might be bad. Like there might actually be a worst case scenario, but I think honoring what that is will feel really good. And then coming up with a game plan for how you will handle it. So back to that post office, what actually got me to go to the post office was I had a plan. I told myself, no matter what, he's going in the stroller. And the time before I brought Griffin, I did notice that there were the wheelchair like buttons that you can press that open the door automatically for you. So I thought, I'm going to bring him in the stroller, press that button, and the door will open automatically. And guess what? When I went with Griffin, there was a guy that was there in front of me, and he opened the door and held it for me. And which is like the best case scenario, right? And so I want to share all of this with you to give you permission to feel anxious. It's okay to feel these things. It's normal to feel these things. And even if you don't have a child, there's so many instances where you can feel anxious. And I, at least what works for me through journaling is talking about it. It's not hiding it, not pretending like it's not there, not faking it till you make it. It's writing it out, identifying what is the worst thing that can happen, how will you handle that, and then just doing it. That's the biggest thing. I could have not gone to the splash pad, but guess what? I did end up going. And I will say, I did bring my twin sister with me. And it was such an amazing experience in that, guess what? There were no other moms around. So that wasn't a fear. I didn't bring a purse. So that wasn't a fear. Griffin loved it and he was splashing all around. And that wasn't a fear. He didn't trip and fall and need to go to the hospital. So that was no longer a fear. And so going next time, I am so much more confident because I went, because I put myself in that situation. Already, I'm feeling better just speaking this out with you guys. So honor your anxiety, write it out. And I also want to encourage you. This process allows me to work through my anxiety, but sometimes it journaling through this will just keep you in your anxiety if you aren't able to see it from an objective point of view. And I do encourage you to seek a therapist. After I wrote all of this out, I think the next week I had a meeting with my therapist and I talked to her about this. So journaling has been so, so, so incredible for my growth, but so has seeing a therapist and then journaling about what I've learned in my therapy sessions. And so that's what I wanted to share with you guys today about honoring whatever feelings you have and how you can journal through it. And once again, I've gotten so many messages from you guys about how you can relate to what I'm going through, but also the growth that you've seen in me, which feels so good because I've felt this growth, this shift for so long. And I realized as I was receiving your guys' messages that I do have something special, that like journaling seems so simple, yet it's not easy to always have breakthroughs on your own. And so I decided this past week that I'm going to be opening up 3 private coaching spots through the rest of the year. And I'm beyond excited about it because I'm just going to be taking 3 of you through how to journal through what you have going on in your life, how to go from a place of whatever it is, fear, shame, loss, grief, relationship struggles and all the feelings tied with that, how to go from that and work through those emotions to get to a place of feeling empowered and hopeful and filled with belief and happiness and joy and know what you want and know how to get it. And I'm there. And it just feels so incredible. And I want you to feel this way. It just feels so good. So anyways, if you feel called to work with me one-on-one, just head to the link, www.samanthapenkoff.com/podcast. And there's an application to fill that out. And we can potentially work together. But either way, whether you want to work one-on-one or not, thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in this week and for just listening to what I have to say and applying it to your life. I hope that you get value from this, and I am so grateful for you. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's journal entry. I love connecting with my listeners, so make sure you screenshot this episode and tag me on Instagram at samantha.s.says so I know you're listening. And don't forget to grab your free training and journal prompts at www.samanthapenkoff.com/podcast.